Welcome to Pebbles of Truth, hosted by Dr. Bruce McCracken, founder and president of House on the Rock Family Ministries. Our hope is that these biblical principles and practices, these Pebbles of Truth, will help you strengthen your marriage and family. To learn more about this program, visit us at www.pebblesoftruth.com. Well, how have you been doing on your first week of New Year's resolutions? I know we've been chatting around the office, and all of us have started that personal diet and exercise plans for 2012, but today we want to share a few resolutions that may help and enrich and improve your marriages. Good afternoon, and welcome to Pebbles of Truth, the radio feature of House on the Rock Family Ministries. Today, Bruce wants to share a list of some things that will help strengthen our marriages. Tell us some more about that, Bruce.
Well, thanks, Jeff. And, you know, should you care, I'm down 2 pounds.
But, hey, way to go.
But we're you're right. We all establish some goals for the new year. You know, we want to lose a certain number of pounds or achieve a certain time for a mile run or to make so many sales. And all of our resolutions have a specific goal attached to them. So today I want to challenge all of us that are listening to make some measurable goals, 3 of them, that will help impact and improve our marriages.
Sounds good. Let's get started.
All right, well, we'll start with the easy one. Let's all resolve to read at least one book this year on the topic of marriage, written from a biblical point of view. And maybe you can read one and your spouse can read another. That way you knock out 2, but spend some time to talk about them together.
Well, that sounds doable. Any suggestions on what books we could read?
Well, yeah, we'll post some out on the website, pebblesoftruth.com. But, you know, that resolution also gives way to the second one I'd like to suggest today, and that is to have a date night alone together as a couple once a month.
That's very helpful.
It doesn't mean to be an expensive night out. It can be a Saturday afternoon walk or bike ride, a chat date at the cafe, or a nice dinner and a movie if you want to, or farm the kids out to another couple in your church or to their grandparents and rent your favorite romance movie and snuggle in. The goal here is to make time to connect together and focus on your spouse. Not the job, not the kids, but on each other. And then while you're on this date, try to learn at least one new thing about your partner.
Okay, 12 dates. I think we could swing that with a little help from the grandparents, but what's your third New Year's resolution?
Well, here's where we're going to crank it up a little bit. Resolve together as a couple to have a regular time around God's Word. And I know from doing marriage conferences that this is an area where all of us as Christian couples struggle, and I do too, but we need to commit to making them happen or they won't, and we're going to miss out on one of the most foundational forms of intimacy, spiritual intimacy in our relationship. So, you know, while you're in that bookstore picking out your marriage book, ask the worker to show you some couples devotional books. Pick one out that you like and, you know, put it on the nightstand or a place where you'll see it and use it and get started. And Karen and I are working through a book this year. But, you know, the most important thing for her, Jeff, is to hear me pray. She loves to hear my heart, and she wants to know that I'm pursuing my relationship with God. And that's important to her. And when she knows that I'm doing that, it helps her to respect me. And I pray to show her that I love her. And for all you that read Love and Respect, you get the code.
Well, thanks, Bruce. Those are 3 great goals to set out for our marriages in 2012. Read a book on marriage and talk about it to each other. Mm-hmm. Commit to having 12 dates with your mates. Mm-hmm. And start having some devotional times together as a couple. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, Bruce, here's one more.
Oh, good.
Resolve to attend at least one marriage-building event during this year.
Now, that's a good one.
I want to remind you listeners that House on the Rock is a ministry that helps churches build and strengthen their families. We'd love to serve your church sometime. We do over 125 events each year, and we're going to be doing a very special event here in Lancaster on the last weekend in January at the Willow Valley Doubletree. Bruce and Karen will be presenting one of our marriage workshops entitled The Seasons of Marriage. For more information, you can go to our website, pebblesoftruth.com, and click on the link to our weekend at Willow Valley. We'd love to have you join us for this fun time of interacting and time together as a couple. Next week, we'll continue our theme of building marriages, but until then,
let's keep building our house on the Rock.
You have been listening to Pebbles of Truth, a ministry of House on the Rock. To hear this program again or for additional information, please visit us online at www.pebblesoftruth.com.